Welcome, this is Divine. This is just a quick blurb on the step one class that's going to be coming up soon. So the thing is, many of us know about step one, right? It's an exam where your basic sciences are tested. But the thing is, especially with this transition to pass-fail, the USMLEs, they've definitely undergone some changes over the last few months. Basically, the exam still tests basic science details, but they have changed their focus. First part of that change in focus is there's now a heavy focus on integration of content across multiple disciplines. So they don't just focus on linear testing like, oh, this creates this. No, it's more of like, okay, wow, can you put two or three pieces of information together to spit out an answer? That's one. Two, many of the questions have been transformed to pretty much focusing on more clinical descriptions of disease. So the basic science facts these days, you're going to see them with a pretty heavy clinical context. And you'll even notice that many medical schools have kind of figured this out. They've been like, you know what? How about we let our students take step one after their clinical years, right? Just to kind of help you prepare for that reality. So with all these test modifications in mind, I have created a course that covers a large majority of the tested basic science concepts in an integrated format. And it doesn't just cover it in an integrated format, it emphasizes clinical scenarios as commonly encountered on the exam. And the thing is, there are some principles that are like some critical reasoning principles that are more attuned to step one as an exam. This class covers that in great detail. If you've listened to my podcast, you have an idea of how I teach. So really, during this class, it's not going to be a lecture. If you're expecting a lecture, then you are in the wrong class. But basically, the focus is going to be on integrating concepts, helping you truly understand concepts, helping you build your critical reasoning skills, and there will be time taken to answer people's questions. There's tons of people that have taken the step one class, and they have subsequently passed the exams. They've done pretty well on the exams. Now, I'm going to say something here. This class is not just for people taking step one. It's also useful for people taking step two and step three. Obviously, or complex one or complex level two or three. The thing is, these days, the USMLE step two and step three exams, they bring a lot of basic science details to bear in their clinical questions. So the thing is, I have noticed there's actually a good number of people that have done this where they're studying for step two, step three, and they also take my 25-hour step one class just as like to set that foundation that may not have been there. Maybe they barely passed step one or they struggled during their preclinical years. But even if you did not struggle, there's a lot of people that have found great benefit in taking the step one class and then taking the 20-hour step two class. That getting those two together is just really, really good prep for the exam. So this class is going to be taking place over Zoom. If you're interested, just shoot me an email. I can give you some more information and I can I'll guide you as to how you can sign up. So thank you for listening to me. Have a wonderful day. God bless you and bye for now. Thank you.